This is JIS News. Coming up, PIOJ launches e-dashboard online tool, Act passed to increase access to capital for businesses, and the Education Ministry congratulates Hart for winning the 2013 Observer Business Leader Award. The details after this message. Stay with us.
A few time now.
Is man run things?
Chuh, the two on wrong a gender equality time now.
Gender equality time?
Yeah, time for equal opportunities whether you a man or woman.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, gender equality.
Gender equality.
Know it.
Believe it.
Live it.
Now the news. The Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, has launched an online tool to enhance the transparency and accountability of the monitoring and evaluation process for the Vision 2030 National Development Plan. The online tool, e-dashboard of national indicators, gives users a synopsis of how the country is progressing towards meeting the various Vision 2030 targets. Director General of the PIOJ, Colin Bullock, says it is important that stakeholders have direct access to relevant information and be actively involved in the monitoring and evaluation process.
This was a very important initiative to signal to the populace that development is measured not only by changes in gross domestic product, but also by tracking a much wider range of socioeconomic and environmental indicators.
Mr. Bullock was speaking at the launch of the Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan e-dashboard of national indicators in Kingston Wednesday. The House of Representatives has passed a bill aimed at facilitating easier access to loans for businesses. Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says the Security Interest in Personal Property Act, SIIP, seeks to address the critical challenge of securing capital by businesses. Currently, access to credit is largely limited to well-established businesses and persons who own property.
It will allow for the first time intangibles, including in this regard, intellectual property and other forms of personal property, to now become part of the collateral that can be pledged to secure financing for businesses, and will expand greatly the opportunity for credit in this country.
Minister Hilton was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. The bill, which is a requirement under the agreement between the government and the International Monetary Fund, will now be sent to the Senate for its approval. The Education Ministry is congratulating the Hart Trust NTA for copping the Observer Business Leader Award for 2013. The Hart Trust emerged victorious from a field of 8 public sector organizations nominated for the award. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says Hart continues to play a major role in assisting the government to meet the targets of its growth agenda.
It's no mean feat that you were selected for this award above 7 other outstanding public sector agencies, to whom I also pay compliment. There is not one element of the growth agenda, not one aspect of it, from agriculture to tourism, from port development to ICT rollout, that can be conceived of without the inclusion of the Hart Trust NTA.
Mr. Thwaite was speaking during a special celebratory function at Hart's corporate offices Wednesday. This year's Business Leader Award paid tribute to public sector companies that have been assisting with the growth and development of the private sector. And Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says following the success of National Youth Month in November, a series of activities will be held in the coming months targeting the country's young people. The upcoming activities will continue the Youth Month theme, Reset the Ting, the courage to do things differently.
We recognized that our young people were clear that they wanted a society where they could be productive, where they could evolve, where they could develop, and where they really felt that they had a very special place for moving this country forward.
The campaign forms part of a general principle going forward that seeks to reset the approaches and dialogue of the country in an effort to empower the nation's youth. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.